The Bible talks about Christ being the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. King of kings and Lord of lords. The question we have for our Florida neighbors, is Christ the king of your life? How do you know? What guides your life? What directs your life? What's the fruit that Christ rules and reigns in your life? Have you rooted out all sin and worldliness and pride and vanity? Have you rooted out all false doctrine, neighbor? Have you come to a place where you submitted your life to the Word of God in such a way that holiness has called you out of the world, that holiness has changed how you act, talk, dress, live, who you associate with? It's loving to come to these places, lift up Christ crucified, warn you that you have no hope outside of the biblical gospel. Jesus made the narrow way, their salvation in no other, not in Confucius, not in Islam, not in New Age, not in Roman Catholicism, not in evangelicalism. There's no hope in any other name but the biblical name of Jesus Christ. The one who was beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised for your forgiveness. But how does that apply to your life? How does that affect your life? Don't trample the blood of Jesus today living like the world. Don't trample the blood of Jesus living your own way. God does not want a Sunday church service scrap. God never ordained Sunday church services. God never ordained you sit in a building and call it a worship service. He did away with that building system. He calls people to himself. Turn and repent, neighbors. Think about that which is good, pure, and true, worthy and noble. Have you been transformed? Do you have a new heart and a new mind? Do you test everything to the Word of God? Philippians 4:8. Whatever is good, pure, true, worthy, noble. Focus on these things. What are you focused on today? Flesh, food, entertainment, fun, frivolity. This is the God of America. Entertainment, food, and flesh. And the grace for now allows you to do it. But one day, neighbor, one day that grace is going to end when Christ at your death or his return. At your death or at his return. The grace of God is going to be gone and there's going to be judgment and wrath. We don't want our neighbors to suffer the wrath of God. Turn ye and forsake your sin and live. Stay in your sin and die the second death and judgment. Jesus made it abundantly clear. Everything his Father did not plant is going to be uprooted. He's going to uproot all the man-made church systems. He's going to uproot every false gospel. He's going to uproot every false convert that says, oh, I have Jesus, as they go and entertain themselves in the world. God will not be mocked. We know a tree by its fruit. If you're here for the food and the frivolity, you're not born of God. You're rebellious against a holy God. No, sir. God's called me to preach. Why would I listen to you? Why would I listen to you, sir? We love you.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, if you don't care, why are we talking?
Why are you talking? Why are you saying it?
Because Jesus tells us to go and preach. Did you know you're all going to lose your souls unless you repent and you're born of Christ?
Man, that's crazy.
That's not crazy. It's what Jesus said. Is he crazy? Jesus wasn't crazy. He said in Luke 13:3, lest you repent, you all will perish. That's a second death. Unless you turn away from the world and your sin, young man, you're not going to make it into the kingdom of God.
Did Jesus talk to you? He should tell you what sin I got, right? What sin I got?
I couldn't hear you.
What sin I got?
I don't know what you're saying.
Why? Like, nobody really, like, just sitting here.
Yeah, Jesus said we'll be hated for his name's sake. We know that. You know why? Because this is light and darkness coming. Brother, tell him about light and darkness.
Light and darkness. There's only two kingdoms, kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan.
All right, so the funny thing is, we don't even know Jesus' name.
We know his word. We know his truth.
real name or not.
We see the fruit. It doesn't matter. In English, his name is Jesus. In Chinese, it's something else. It's the person and the power and the entity that matters. And he's coming in flaming fire. Did you know the Bible predicted Israel would be surrounded in the last days and would be the hotbed of the world? 2,000 years ago, the Bible predicted that. What's happening today? Israel is surrounded and the hotbed of the world. The Bible is true and accurate. Jesus came to fulfill it. He came to be the perfect Lamb of God to shed his blood to cover your sin and to beat death for you, because death's coming for you and me. But
I mean, death coming to everybody. So
yeah, exactly. But you don't get it applied to your life unless you put down this life and pick up his new life through the gospel, his shed blood, repentance, and being born again, followed up with holiness and obedience as fruit and enduring. It's like a car. If you take a car to a dealer and you go, I don't want my old car no more, I'd like a new car. And he gives you the new car and he makes a deal for a trade-in. And then you go, I kind of like some things about that old car. I'm going to keep that old car too. And the guy goes, no, that wasn't the deal. The old car stays. You get the new car. Jesus said, here's the deal. Lay down your old life completely. Lose it. Pick up a new life. The old life has to be gone. That's sin. That's worldliness. That's false ways. That's man-made religion, young man. Oh, no. Reincarnation is an absolute New Age lie. Heaven and hell. Jesus warned us. He described hell more than heaven. Reincarnation is a New Age satanic deception. You're going to die once, then face judgment, the Bible says, young man. Let me ask you a question. How old are you? 20? 16?
Old enough that you shouldn't even be arguing.
I'm not arguing. I'm sharing truth and life with you. Ready? What are you wasting your life on? What are you wasting your life on that's not eternal? Music, food, flesh. It's all a waste, sir. It's all corruptible. And when, oh, it's all a waste, sir. When the fire of God comes down in the last days, it's all going to be burned away.
So you just want people to die, because if that's a waste, you want people to get rid of it, right? You want people to get rid of it.
No, God's going to get rid of it one day. Christ is coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel.
He's going to take some of it away if you put it on earth himself.
He's going to burn away everything that's not of him. And we'll leave it right there. Check out our website, don'tperish.com. It gives you all kinds of truth that you need. But we're just loving our master today, telling the truth. Don't waste your life here, folks. Frivolity and foolishness and flesh is not going to last in eternity. It's all going to be burned away. Christ is coming, a glorious King, Lord of Lords, and he's going to make a way for his people. He's coming back for his elect. What a glorious promise we have. Jesus is that Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but it's not automatic. He takes away the sins of those who repent and place their faith and follow and obey him. The church systems are not following and obeying. They're teaching a false gospel. They're teaching a false way. They're teaching corrupt gospels that cannot save anyone. Paul says in Galatians 1, anyone who preaches a different gospel, let him be accursed. He says it twice. Accursed, that means a false gospel is going to bring the judgment of God because it lies to people. It gives them false hope. It tells them you can be like the world and of Jesus. You can't be like the world and be like Jesus, neighbors. You got to turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus said the kingdom of God has come in him. It is amongst you. It's in the heart of his people today. And one day the kingdom of God is going to come in fire and judgment. The kingdom of God's going to come in fire and judgment, and you can escape it if you're willing to lose your life. But if you're following the world, if you're lining up for food and fun and frivolity, you're not going to escape the wrath of God. He's going to come and separate out the sheep from the goats. Here they come. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats, neighbor. Are you a sheep of God? And if you are, why are you following the world? Why are you following the world? You can't follow the world and claim to be a sheep of God, ma'am. You got to come out and lose your life completely.
Who are you to say that I'm following the world?
Ma'am, you're of the world. This is the world. We're to stand against the world. To be an enemy of God is to be friends with the world. To be an enemy of God is to be friends with the world. Test yourself. Do not be deceived. God won't be mocked. It's absolutely loving to come and tell you that you're being deceived by Satan's system, whether it be the culture or churchianity. You're being deceived. Pastors, priests, popes telling you that you can live like the world, live in sin, do these religious antics, and you're going to be saved before a holy God. Absolutely not true. Unless you conform to the word and the image of Jesus Christ, neighbors, you have no hope. You have no hope of eternal life to come. You're dabbling with the world that is God's enemy. What's going to become of you on judgment day as you dabble with the enemy of God? Satan is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. That's your fate as well. Unless you repent, turn and transform your life by the Spirit of God into holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. There is a great hope, neighbors. Do you have the hope? Do you have a chance of eternal life? We want our neighbors to know the truth so you can decide. You're going to live for the world and die the second death and judgment? Or are you going to live for Jesus Christ, lose your life today, and have hope of eternal life to come?